It's 7 minutes past seven. Ronan Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Thanks, Mary. Page 6 of the Irish Daily Star today has an interesting juxtaposition of stories about those tasked with the care of young people in Ireland. There are three of them. The main one is about the new commission to look into sex abuse at schools in the past, and it features a large photo of the Minister for Justice making that announcement yesterday. Beside that, two other stories, both about the current care for children. In one, a disability campaigner says it's a myth that there aren't enough therapists to provide assessment of needs on children who may have a disability and could benefit from early treatment. The Star's report notes that the number of children on the assessment of need waiting list will hit 25,000 by the end of this year. Below that, another story on how we're caring for children in Ireland now. The Social Democrats have discovered that the waiting time for child psychological care in the public system is so bad that one child has been on the list for 13 and a half years. That story is also the main front page report in the Irish Daily Mail. Inside, the Mail provides an update on the new opt-out scheme for organ donations. This is the new law which allows medics to assume that a patient is an organ donor. The Mail says that a new survey they've commissioned shows that two-thirds of people support the new law. The paper reports that the HSE says that 45,000 people have opted out of organ donation so far. The Mail survey shows that only a third of people support the stricter rules of places like Singapore. There, people who opt out of organ donation are put back to the end of the list to receive an organ if they need one themselves. The front page of the Irish Times has news of a delay in CCTV cameras being installed in Dublin. They were to be put up on streetlights by the council's waste division to catch illegal dumpers. But the council's lighting division say some of the lampposts are heritage assets, not suitable for cameras. While other lampposts are carry cabling for traffic junctions, and if vandals attack the CCTV cameras, they could knock out traffic lights. The front page of the Belfast Telegraph has a, by now, traditional picture of an enormous pyre of pallets for a Loyalist 11th night bonfire in Belfast. The Telegraph's photo shows the bonfire right beside the electricity substation for the local city hospital. The headline there mentions fears that the bonfire could knock out the substation. The Irish Independent has two stories on water today. In one, it says that Uisce Éireann are urging consumers to conserve water ahead of the coming heatwave. Beside that, the paper covers a new government report which says that not only will droughts be more common in the future, but our water will become more scarce and polluted. Natural minerals will be more concentrated and discolorate, and pollution from fish kills and farm waste will contaminate it. After that, if you're looking for something a bit more uplifting, read the Irish Times on the so-called elders of Britain's Irish community. They spoke to younger people lately at an event to mark the 30th anniversary of the Irish Cultural Centre in London. The elders include Justa Madden, originally from County Sligo. After a sojourn in Chile, she moved to Britain and became a teacher. She said it's important to give students awe and wonder. And Corkman John Hurley. He's 89 and moved to London when he was 17. He began writing at the age of 74 and has published two novels and also writes poems daily. His advice, wear away, don't rust away.